planning for retirement is very important for individuals, but not all employers have the resources to offer some sort of, you know, group plan. This becomes very apparent when you look at the nonprofit sector, where about 50% of employees don't have access to a workplace retirement plan. Commonwealth is working to change that number with their Common Good initiative to create a portable retirement plan for nonprofit sector employees. Joining us now is Commonwealth's founding partner, Alex Mazur. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having me on.
Where did this idea for this retirement plan come from?
You know, this has been an issue of concern to leaders in the nonprofit sector for a long time, who, you know, care a lot about issues of decent work, financial security, economic security, more broadly, and for their own workforce. And so there have been discussions within the sector for a long time about this issue. There have been a variety of initiatives. And this really came out of some discussions that we had with leaders in that sector, foundation leaders, organization leaders, folks that are known for, you know, getting things started in that sector. Probably started, you know, some time ago. And at this point, we're at the stage of exploring whether it's possible to create a nationally portable plan that's, you know, sustainable and can cover, you know, a decent part of that sector.
How will it work?
So the basic idea is that it would be set up as a nonprofit. It would be governed by a board of directors, and it would be a plan that, in theory, any employer in the nonprofit sector could access if they wanted to, and that also any worker could access, whether they are an employee or a freelancer. The idea is for it to be flexible and to try to meet the needs of the organizations in the sector that don't have coverage today. So that means, you know, flexibility on contribution rates, portability, a simplicity, low cost. But the basic idea is to have a plan that's a kind of standalone nonprofit entity that's portable across the country within the nonprofit and charitable sectors.
What needs to happen for this to really take hold and be a force? Because one of the things that I assume you'd need is some sort of, I don't know, foundational stakeholder that, you know, Ontario Teachers Pension Plan has in its employee base, or OMERS has in its you know, union members or whatever. What's the who's the starting group here, the evoked set that's going to make it go?
Well, I mean, the founding group of people that are working on it now, there's four foundations that are involved. There's a steering committee that's being chaired by a gentleman named Alan Broadbent. There are, right now, there's a Champions Council of about 12 nonprofit sector leaders. And so that's, you know, the coalition right now that's behind that, and we're supporting the effort from a technical and project management perspective. And we basically have 6 months to see if we can get enough employers willing to sign up for something like this that we could offer it and run it on a sustainable basis. So it's really about identifying employers, whether they're small, medium, or large, who would want to offer something like this. And as you know, in order to run a good retirement plan, there does need to be some scale. It doesn't have to cover anywhere near the entire sector to get that scale, but we do need a critical mass.
You've started to articulate some principles that would be important for this initiative to focus on, things like inclusion, affordability, accessibility. How did you come to those principles, and how tough was it to come to those principles?
Well, I would say the principles are based on two things. One is our understanding of the needs of employers and workers in the sector, based on a lot of conversations we've had and, you know, knowledge that we've gained from working with the other partners on the project, who are really people who know the sector extremely well. And the other thing is evidence around what works when it comes to high-quality retirement plans. There's a lot of really good evidence that a well-run, well-governed collective plan can generate a lot more value for money than a do-it-yourself approach to retirement. And so we try to ground the design in evidence and also, you know, the needs of the constituents that are meant to be served by this.
What is required on the part of the employer? Is it necessary that they fund some sort of a match, or really do they just have to say, yeah, you can email our people?
Yeah, so the proposal is designed to be flexible. So the idea is if you want to make a match and you're able to make a match, that's obviously fantastic. And that will mean more retirement security for the workers and more incentive to participate on their behalf. But we also know that a lot of nonprofits have unstable funding, limited financial means, and some of them just want the ability to offer a plan to their employees even if they can't contribute themselves. So that's an option as well. The contribution rates are basically totally flexible depending on the needs of the workers and the employers.
If this is successful and assets do start coming in, what sort of model do you think you would use on how that money gets run? So with, obviously with OMERS and teachers, they're very sophisticated. They've got billions of dollars. They do a lot of that work in-house. Would you envision that there would be an investment board internally, or would you outsource that function to money managers?
Well, I think, at the beginning, a simple approach probably makes the most sense. We look at plans like, say, the Nest plan in the UK, which started with a very simple, low-cost, passively invested, well-diversified approach. And so, we think an approach like that would probably make sense, although ultimately the decision about who manages the money will rest with the board. Over time, more things become possible on the investment side. And one opportunity we think is quite exciting is that a plan like this could help members in the post-retirement phase as well figure out all those decisions around how do you turn your nest egg into more of a stream of income, which is a really complicated phase that not a lot of group plans, provide assistance to the members with. And part of the idea of this plan is people would stay in the plan after they retire, and they continue to have that fiduciary protection and the benefits of scale in the 65-plus phase of their financial life.
You mentioned Nest. Where is Canada compared to other first-world countries on pursuing this type of initiative?
Well, I'd say we have excellent public sector plans. So if you're working for government in a full-time...
You're good to go.
You're good to go. I mean, we're all familiar with that. I'd say the CPP enhancement was a step in the right direction. I'd say where we've been not as good is coverage for private sector and not-for-profit employees that are not part of a big employer. And so we've seen a pretty dramatic shift away from higher quality plans to maybe lower quality ones, and also employers getting out of the retirement space altogether. Mm. But the good news is there seems to be more innovation around this now. I'd say the leadership that the nonprofit sector is showing on this initiative is one example of that. And, hopefully, in the years to come, we'll see more of a focus on the uncovered parts of the system and the market.
Interesting. Well, Alex, best of luck to you on this.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thanks for your interest.
Appreciate you joining us. Alex Mazur is we're talking about the Common Good Initiative, an effort to create a portable retirement plan for the nonprofit sector.